Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
March Madness or Major League Baseball opening day? Which is it? What's your favorite flavor? Oh, we should talk about ice cream. Speaking of that, we haven't yet unveiled our final four categories for next week, but we will. Maybe. You might be on a need-to-know basis, and you don't yet need to know. Actually, I don't even know yet, so I can't pass them along to you. We're still trying to decide which four categories we want to use to suck you in. It's a great debate during the week of the Final Four. So we'll pick them, but one may very well be ice cream flavors because you can't go wrong talking ice cream flavors. So is it March Madness or baseball opening day? What is your flavor of the hour coming up on Thursday? We've got both. We get back to the Sweet 16 in men's college basketball. Women don't start until Friday, but the men begin on Thursday, and you've got games. This is kind of tough. I know this is tough for people that are on the East Coast, but it fits for people in other time zones like our show does, so you'll never hear me complaining. You've got a pair of games that start in the 7 o'clock hour Eastern time, which is 4 o'clock hour on the West Coast, Pacific time. So that's rough for those of you who are in California or Washington or Oregon or Arizona or any of those major cities and major metros. San Diego, who has a team that plays in Boston against UConn, and it starts at 4:39 your time. So that's difficult. So the drawback for people on the East Coast is that you have a couple of games that are later than a lot of you would prefer to stay up if the game runs until midnight Eastern time. But then you've also got the West Coast game, or the West Coast teams, I should say, a couple of West Coast teams that begin before dinner time. And so that's also tough. So it's a bit of pick your poison. Good thing we have DVRs and there's a way to watch these games online and you can start them whenever you like. Can't complain with technology these days. Although I guess the beauty of watching them live is that you're reacting in the moment with all the other sports fans. But we've got a quadruple header coming up on Thursday with Clemson and Arizona. That one begins in L.A. All right, so the first game in L.A. is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The second game, as I mentioned, comes from Boston, and it's a 7:39 local time start. Well, then the second two games from those same sites have to wait 30 minutes after the first one concludes before they can tip off, because there has to be not only a clearing of the court, but there has to be a quick cleanup. But obviously the most important thing is the warmups for the next two teams. Alabama and North Carolina in LA are scheduled to start at 6:39 local time, which is 9:39 Eastern, and that's if it's on time, followed by Illinois and Iowa State, who are both teams that hail from the Central time zone. And that game won't begin until after 10 o'clock Eastern time. So 9 o'clock your time in the Central time zone, but 10 o'clock Eastern time in Boston. And again, that's if the game is on time. Could you imagine game in Boston at 10:15 at night? Of people that won't be leaving the arena until well after midnight. And so it's a major investment. I'm assuming a lot of those people are taking off the next day. Maybe they're traveling in from the various schools and locales. But yeah, people will complain about it, but I think in this day and age of technology, let's not forget about the fact that you can easily watch almost anything you want to watch on replay, or you can catch it on like a flip side, right? So you can catch it on another channel like CBS Sports Network. So that's basketball, and it starts later in the day. I know I kind of got in the weeds there, but definitely we've got these four games that feature some really impressive athletes and some impressive resumes. A pair of number ones, a pair of number twos, and then 3, 4, 5, and 6. I like it. I like the synergy. So are you going to take a nap earlier in the daytime for those of you on the East Coast or Central time zone? Or are you going to watch baseball all day and miss basketball live? So it's the stateside universal opening day, and yet baseball has already pushed two of the games to Friday. The rain on the East Coast has been extensive this winter. Not a lot of snow, a lot more rain. We just put grass seed, well, I guess more accurately, the Hubs put grass seed down in the backyard, so we are welcoming the rain now, but it seems like every major date on the calendar and every big Saturday has been accompanied by a ton of rain. Thankfully, there's no rain in the forecast for this coming Saturday in the New York City area, because I am not running another half marathon in a monsoon. That would not be happening. But there is expected to be a ton of rain on Thursday on the Eastern Seaboard. And so both of the openers in New York and Philadelphia for the Mets and the Phillies have been moved. And the Phillies were sold out at most games. Well, I shouldn't say most. I shouldn't assume. A lot of opening day games are sold out, which is great. But now we'll have to wait until Friday for the games between the Braves and Phillies and between the Mets and the Brewers. So that's kind of puts the kibosh on the universal opening day. You've got weather. It always happens this time of the year for baseball.
You got weather.
Thank you, Peyton. Thank you for weighing in. So we've got three different opening days for this 2024 season. The games in Korea that were the openers for the Padres and the Dodgers. Of course, that really took a backseat. We have this opening day on Thursday for the majority of the rest of the teams. And then you have Friday for at least four teams. And who knows, we could have more weather coming up on Thursday. We shall see.
Weather.
But whether or not you're ready, here they come. So there is a really cool icon that goes with opening day on Twitter. If you care to try it, use the hashtag opening day and see what pops up. Producer Jay loves those. I think we should throw up a poll. Simple enough. What's your flavor? What's your Thursday? What floats your boat on Thursday? No, that I'm the only one that says floats your boat. What's your flavor of the month? No, that doesn't work either. What's your, what makes it a happy almost Friday? But again, that might be just us, Jay. Maybe we're the only ones that say happy almost Friday on Thursday.
I feel like people could catch on with that one.
All right. Regardless, so we'll talk about both. The stateside portion of the baseball season does begin in mere hours, and we are excited to preview this 2024 marathon. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, with our longtime insider and analyst, Scott Miller, will join us from San Diego. Of course, I got to ask him about Ohtani and the options for baseball. There are a lot of people that have completely jumped the gun with this and put the cart before the horse and are somehow believing that he needs to be suspended now. You can't suspend a guy if there's no proof that he was betting on baseball. Number one, there's no proof that he was betting on baseball or betting at all. Yes, the money came from his account. And so I suppose if you are going to assume that the story he's telling is untrue, well then, yeah, you could try to suspend him. But if there's no proof of that, I'm not sure how you make that leap. So many people who, just ridiculous people, right, who can't stand hearing about him, I suppose, kick him out of baseball, ban him for 5 years. He needs to be suspended. If he doesn't get suspended, Pete Rose goes to the Hall of Fame. What the hell do those two things have to do with each other? Absolutely nothing. You Pete Rose people are a disaster. There is no proof that Ohtani gambled illegally on any sport and definitely not on baseball. And I get it. The story's fishy. I'm not telling you I believe everything that we've heard from him or his camp to this point. We're definitely missing some key details. But if there is no evidence, hard evidence that ties him, if there's no federal investigation revealing evidence that ties him to placing bets, if the IRS doesn't come up with any ties, you know, the IRS is looking at the money trail, obviously, but if they can't prove the money wasn't stolen, and honestly, it feels like more people are assuming his guilt, but still, he's presumed innocent at this point. So is Ibe Mitsuhara, as a matter of fact, though no charges have been filed there. But baseball can't suspend a guy just because. Hey, let's suspend it because it looks bad. Let's go ahead and put him on the shelf because it looks bad. We don't even know that he did anything unethical. Forget illegal. But somehow that means Pete Rose goes to the Hall of Fame. I worry about you people, you Pete Rose people. I worry about you. The bitterness that you carry around. Let it go. Just let it go. So we'll ask about the options with Ohtani and the Dodgers spending spree that just continues. Another 10-year contract extension. Will Smith, their catcher. I mean, this just tacks on to the money that they have committed to players over the next, not just decade, but several decades, because a lot of this money is deferred. Will Smith, happy birthday to you. He turns 29 on Friday. Ooh, that's kind of a nice birthday. Never forget this one, Willie. He was about to hit free agency. Oh, no, I take that back. I was going to say he was about to. He was still a couple years from free agency after the 25 season, so not about to. That only works in football when you have 2 years left on your contract and all of a sudden you need a contract extension. And so now you've got them committed to Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Yamamoto and Tyler Glasnow and Teoscar Hernandez. I didn't do the math, but here's the math. $1.35 billion in future salaries. That's all been committed this winter. That is Monopoly money. And actually just more than the New Jersey Shore resident who won the Mega Billions or Mega Millions or whatever it is. Think her total, and I only know it's a her because I heard her name on the way in on the news, $1.13 billion. Likely she, if she takes the lump sum, she walks away with a little more than half, but I would take it. It is a bit of a sham though. All the taxes that you pay, it turns out that they take half your money. Doesn't really pay to be rich, does it? The government's coming for you. But could you imagine? And here's what else I heard, Jay. The ticket, the winning ticket was sold at a ShopRite on the New Jersey Shore. Did you know that store gets $30,000?
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought they might honestly get a little more.
Oh.
Well, is $30,000 just like a standard cut, or was that just a generous thing that the winner did?
Oh, no, it's from the actual Lottery Association.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. So it's from Mega Millions or whatever the lottery.
Wow.
I know nothing about the lottery. I know less about the lottery than I do about alcohol. That's how little I know about the lottery.
I just know that if I ever won it, and I've actually never even bought like my own lottery ticket, but if I won it, I wouldn't tell anybody. That's all I know.
You would keep working?
No.
Right. Well, that's kind of how people figure it out. If you disappear off the radar, did you get kidnapped? Or
yeah, I guess people closer to me would know
right.
Something was up.
But I agree with you. I wouldn't make it public. I would tell people close to me, and I would quickly use the money to pay off houses and cars and make sure people are set and also save and invest. But I wouldn't tell anyone if I could. Here's the thing, though. You put that kind of money in a bank or you invest it somewhere in anywhere close to a lump sum, which probably isn't smart. But if you do that, people start to talk. Right, like you hire a financial investor. I mean, you'd have to hire one and believe that they would have ultimate discretion and wouldn't go blah 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 blah. Look who my new client is.
Right, you'd have to almost, but you'd have to, if you got that initial sum, like, and no one noticed, and you had the money, you'd have to deposit.
No one noticed.
No one noticed.
Nothing
whatever.
Changed.
Nothing happened.
You lived in your little apartment. You kept paying a mortgage and the HOA.
How would you?
You kept driving your beater.
You'd have to deposit it in such little increments so no one would notice. But then it would even be worth it at that point because it would just take so much time. You wouldn't even be able to enjoy it.
I would definitely put it all into an account and then start to pull money out to invest or to pay, like I said, to pay off bills for family and friends. There are definitely ways that you can do it, but someone's going to notice that all of a sudden, like I said, lending institutions, banks, you hire a financial advisor, someone in your family or your friend group blabs because they can't keep the secret to themselves. I mean, there's a lot of
people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that would have a hard time keeping that secret to themselves, burning a hole in their pocket. All of a sudden, though, the thing is you share that publicly, and all of a sudden your friend group expands
a little bit. Yeah, people you knew from high school. Remember me?
Not only does your wallet get thicker, but the friends lining up to hang out with you on a regular basis also gets thicker and longer. A
couple unread text messages after that.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine? You never check. Well, you don't read your emails as it is. Could you imagine how many emails and text messages? How all of a sudden, when you're famous, people just have your number.
Right. Yeah. Found it out of the woodwork. Hey, how are you? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Right.
Oh, there's a reason for that.
Gosh, that happened to me around the wedding. I get all these messages from people, and not just around the wedding, when my grandmother died too. All these messages from people that I didn't know their numbers. I didn't have them stored.
That's the worst.
And it is. I mean, they were being kind.
Yeah.
But many of them, all I could write back was thank you, because that's all. I didn't have any idea.
Who is this?
No.
Oh, but thank you, but
no,
who are you?
I can't. No, you can't say that.
Can't
say that. All right. So we've got a lot to do. We've got Major League Baseball opening day. As I say, the Dodgers continue on their spending spree. What about young players to watch? That'll be a lot of fun. I actually thought this would be fun, too, to ask of Scott. The best rotations in baseball, considering the movement that we've had, but also the injuries. It's not just trades, free agency. It's injuries as well that have changed rotations. And so who has the best rotation in baseball? And we'll get to a whole lot more, of course. So that's coming up next hour when Scott joins us from San Diego. But our poll is up. What makes it a happy almost Friday for you? Is it baseball opening day or is it the Sweet 16 tipping off? I say it's the fact that it's almost Friday, but that's not an option. Fine. What say you, baseball opening day or Sweet 16, baby? 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. 855-212-4CBS. The Houston Rockets, it's neither baseball nor college hoops, the Houston Rockets going for a 10th straight win. And the Golden State Warriors find themselves in a familiar position. Also, Nuggets and Suns doing battle on this Wednesday night. Hope you survived your hump day. Glad to connect with you on this edition of the show. Oh, and thank you. So many of you checked out our latest YouTube video. We've seen the numbers soar. Jay gets very excited when this happens. So if you want to put a smile on Jay's face, it's not his birthday or anything, but if you wanted to put a smile on Jay's face, you could check out our latest YouTube vid and then subscribe to the channel. I know Jay's watching. He's watching all of the numbers as they creep, 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 creep. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Podcast.
And with the local DBC News, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. Morris Saloon. But tonight,
Suggs with it. Back Carroll drives on Wiggins. Power move goes up, scores, and man, he gets a great whistle, doesn't he? Foul call. And Curry called for the foul. And we have a technical foul on Draymond because everybody came out tonight to watch the whistles blow. Well, Draymond Green was ejected during the timeout. Conspiracy Ransom and Ray Acosta, instead of being like an old school official and move away from the guy who's upset, no, they stayed close to him and kind of talked with him. And as a result, Draymond gets ejected 3 minutes and 36 seconds in.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tim Roy on Warriors Radio. Not even 4 minutes into the Warriors game in Orlando, Draymond Green is already gone. And I've watched the incident, if you will. He had been called for an earlier foul. And then on this particular play, Steph Curry gets called for a foul. Draymond gets in the ref's face and he's jawing and he's yelling. Curry's standing right next to him. He's listening. He kind of puts a hand on Draymond. It appears as though the two parties are walking their separate ways, except that Draymond decides he's going to take a few more pot shots. He keeps yelling as he's walking back toward the bench and ultimately during a timeout gets bounced. It's almost as though he knew, because as he's walking away jawing and the second technical is called, he just keeps on walking to the locker room. And other than just kind of a few parting shots, doesn't really break stride or turn around. Steve Kerr says, yeah, he deserved to be ejected. We're just going to have to move past it. Well, move past it they did. Although at that moment, Steph Curry got really emotional about it. He was shaking his head. He was pretty dejected. He actually pulled his jersey over his head. And so he knows that Draymond has got a responsibility, says they need him, but also he was expressing frustration.
We know how important the season is, or this part of the season is, and our ability to get into a rhythm and secure a play-in opportunity and give ourselves a shot. We don't want to have self-inflicted wounds when it comes to that. And we all care. We all are passionate about the game and our chances to have something to play for down the stretch. So and give everything you got to this game. And that's the emotion.
Oh, every game now is emotional now. We need it. You know, every game is a big game for us. You know, we're trying to do something special this year and give ourselves a chance to, you know, do something special.
But is it too late for the Warriors to have fire? Andrew Wiggins on Warriors NBC Sports following Steph Curry, his explanation of why there's so much extra emotion. And that wasn't the only time he displayed emotions. That was early in the game. Later in the game in Orlando, it's a tight finish. It's going down to the wire. Steph's got the ball under a minute to play.
Curry dribbles on Suggs, takes it far side. Suggs with him step for step. Curry, left-hand dribble, stops, shoots a three off the dribble. Got it! Curry! Stephen Curry has been out of sorts all night, but he's hit back-to-back big-time buckets, and that's what a superstar does. Warriors 101, Magic 93. Orlando calls timeout.
Tim Roy, again on Warriors Radio. What you don't hear is him saying that Steph flashed his signature night-night gesture, and he was kind of flopping his way up the court, and it was a half shimmy, half night-night type of a display. And so, yeah, he didn't have a great game. It wasn't one of those nights where the Warriors are going to want to sell the tape, remember this one, but they were able to gut out a win. And they do it against a team that is a much better record than they do, which is crazy. They add to their road winning record, and that's a huge step forward considering last season when they couldn't buy a win on the road to save their lives. What did they go the entire year with only 10, 11 road wins in 2022-23. And so for them to be able to grind through some road wins without Draymond Green, who finishes with all of 0 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist in 4 minutes of play, to do that without him and to know that they're still trying to figure it out and they're trying to hold the Rockets at bay, this is a big deal for them on the road. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Sure, there's NBA. Yes, there's NHL. Stretch run, teams trying to clinch playoff spots. But are you March Madness or Major League Baseball? March Madness or opening day? That comes a little icon on Twitter if you use the hashtag. What's your poison? Pick your poison that's going to get you into trouble at work with the boss. Baseball or basketball? That's the poll up on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, and then on our Facebook page as well. What about those Houston Rockets on the road themselves in OKC?
Green, step back, going to try a deep three-pointer, and he knocks it down! Rockets up by 6 with a minute remaining. 53 seconds left to go. 126-123 Rockets. Jalen Green down the lane, flips a layup up and in! 27 points in the second half and overtime for Jalen. 132-116, 12 seconds remaining in the contest. Pass out baseline left. Boy, they're moving around. Wiggins out to a shot attempt for Jalen Williams. 8 is missed, and the ball's going to trickle out of bounds. It'll be Rockets basketball. And ladies and gentlemen, in downtown Oklahoma City, it's going to be the 10th consecutive win.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wow, that was impressive on the Rockets Radio Network. But it's 10 in a row. It's time to get funky. Want to hear some of the cold, hard numbers from this game? Between the Rockets and the Thunder, there were exactly 200 shots taken. 200 shots taken. I know it went into overtime, but for heaven's sakes, 200 shots that were thrown up. And, Jay, would you like to take a wild guess how many of those were three-pointers?
Out of 200?
Mm-hmm.
130.
Actually, I knew that you were going to overestimate. 81 of them were three-pointers.
Wow.
81 three-pointers. Do you want to know how many of them were made three-pointers?
Out of 81?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I don't know the final score.
132 to 126.
Okay.
In overtime.
Let's say 53.
Marco, would you like to guess, or have you already seen the numbers?
I haven't, but I would say somewhere in the 30s, I would think.
29 of them.
Oof.
29 of 81 from the three-point arc. I get that this was a high-scoring game, and it went to overtime, and they're very excited in Houston, but some of that makes me want to stick a fork in my eye. 29 made threes out of 81. OMG.
I think they might stop.
And this is the Houston Rockets without James Harden, for heaven's sakes. That's a lot of triples. In the first quarter, the Thunder only had 17 points. I mean, there's just a lot of shots. And there were some long stretches where the shots were not dropping. Ultimately, again, entertaining game. Rockets have won 10 in a row. But goodness, that's a lot of real estate from beyond the arc.
I'd say consistency across the board. That's the main thing, that we have been more consistent in what we're doing. Can rely on defense when we need to, and offense will get going eventually. So that's what we kind of did tonight in the fourth in overtime.
Remember Ime Udoka? Didn't take him long to resurface. And I know he's not in Boston anymore, and so it doesn't really – I don't want to say it doesn't matter, because that's not true, because the Rockets are obviously a team that's – on fire at this point. They're closing in on that number 10 spot in the West. In fact, there are only 11 teams that can make the playoffs in the Western Conference now. Actually, same in the East. Everyone has been eliminated below the Rockets. And so the Rockets are the only team that at this point could catch the Warriors or potentially the Lakers, depending on what happens. But right now you've got 11 teams for 10 spots. And the Rockets are a game back of Golden State in the standings. Could you imagine if they overtake the Warriors and the Warriors end up missing the playoffs?
It's plausible, and Draymond Green may have to stay on the floor to, you know, actually help out.
Right, exactly. So anyway, the Rockets have Ime Udoka, and it just seems as though his career has been resurrected, and not a word.
Boston hates you.
Actually, I don't think Boston hates him. I think more than that, they're just thankful that Joe Mazzulla was able to step in and they really didn't miss a beat. I mean, Brad Stevens moves to the front office and starts making the personnel decisions. He hires Ime, and Ime was great. They went to the finals that first year.
Only year
coaching. And he really did put the emphasis on defense. So when he gets bounced not that long before training camp and they have to hand the reins to Joe Mazzulla, I mean, you wouldn't have known. They really didn't miss much of a beat. And Joe had no prior head coaching experience and yet stepped in fairly seamlessly.
Yeah, I think Celtic fans are more concerned about getting over the hump in the playoffs and bringing home a title. I think they've moved on from that.
Yes.
And if you made them go back and relive it, I think the only thing that they would still say is confusion, because they still don't really know exactly what happened.
Right.
So I think that's the kind of the prevailing thing. It's like, hey, I don't really care, because it's more about my team hasn't, you know, lost a beat, if you will. And we still have the same issues. We can't get over the hump to get a title. We can get there. We can't win it. So that's what they're thinking of. And it's also, they never got closure, if that makes sense. Like, no one ever really found out. Not that we need to know, but I think that's, to me, a lot of Celtic fans, I feel like it's still almost like, yeah, we know the relationship ended after 1 year. We just don't know why. And that's still kind of weird to them.
Wasn't there supposed, there were accusations that he had sexually harassed
a lot of
a woman, right? That he was sexually abusive. But just that there was supposed to be some follow-up to it, right? Because I don't remember if there was a lawsuit or if it was just her accusations. And yes, he did admit to an extramarital affair. But like the, I don't know, it really didn't, it kind of fizzled.
Yeah, and again,
really didn't have any conclusion.
We don't necessarily need to know.
No, I don't think we do.
It's minutia. It's details that we don't actually need. But when you go to a fan base, it's still kind of like, that was weird, that whole situation. And mm-hmm. we don't really know what happened. So it's almost like, it almost feels like a dream. Like it didn't, like that 1 year, it's gone. It didn't really, Ime Udoka was there and not Joe Mazzulla. Oh, okay, I forgot. Like it's almost like
true.
The same
Even
thing
though they
just
went
happened.
To the finals.
Yeah, the finals, Eastern Conference finals, like the years have been the same. They're about getting a title. And it's almost like, oh yeah, I forgot that 1 year it was different.
Mm. It is weird. It's like this blip on the radar. And again, though they got to the NBA Finals, that was the year they lost to the Warriors, right. Obviously. It's forgotten. And he's popped up in the NBA, and he's extremely successful again. And I don't know. I guess if you Google him, that would pop up. But right now, seems like it doesn't matter inside the NBA.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
zero at all.
He also, you know, the Nets were looking at him. That was the talk then. And then they wound up passing because they didn't want to get involved in this.
So but that was right after,
right,
though.
There's a lot of, like, there was a lot at the time. It was very confusing. And what is the actual situation? He popped back up in Houston, and it's almost like everything is just kind of moved forward. And that's fine, but we never really did find out what exactly was the issue.
Yeah.
I guess, it doesn't really matter in essence, but it is a little strange. Usually we know by some way, whether
we
it's a reporter.
We've got to be prepared for that because we're not going to know about Shohei Ohtani.
Right. Yeah, that's a different type of we're not going
to
know.
True, but I think we have to be ready to not know.
I'm already there.
Like you're ready?
Because really, as much as you can ask the questions, they're never going to get answered. He's not going to give you a different story. He's already given you two. He's not going to give you a third different story. So I don't think it's going to change there. And I really don't know. I mean, what? We're basing this on the federal authorities to be able to give
us an IRS.
I find that hard to believe. I don't think that that's their concern. They would be more worried about the, you know, the bookmaker and the illegal aspect of this. Like, do they really care who was betting in the illegal gambling? That's not their concern. So I don't see how the law would get involved. And like I said, Major League Baseball, you could do all the internal investigations that you want. I don't believe you're really going to try. But even if you do, it really, you're not going to be able to tell us much because you don't know what's going on because you can't talk to the two guys that are involved.
Mm.
So it's just, you're not going to get an answer. This is just, we're going to keep talking about it in circles. Unless there's some sort of smoking gun that we're unaware of that someone else will unearth, which would be, you know, a reporter, a journalist, to be able to figure it out and find a way, or somebody at the bank that said, yeah, I went through 19 different ways to be able to transfer that money. Ohtani, you know, I just don't believe we're going to get
that. It's a tell-all book. I'm telling you, it's a book in which the whole story comes out. I'm going to go with the bookie writes the book himself, and that's how he makes money to get out of debt.
The bookie would be the only one that can tell you the truth. I just find it hard to believe that the bookie would.
What, you would believe the bookie?
Well, whether you believe him or not, but he would be the only one right now. He's the third party. He has no reason to lie because this doesn't really help him in that regard. Once he's going to be out of business, if the authorities come down on him, it doesn't really matter. So I don't think he would ever really want to get that out there because it would mess up his business. Even if he winds up going, whatever he winds up happening to him legally, if he's going to keep doing this, he doesn't want to mess up his clientele. Like, he can't talk. So it's not really something that he's going to want to talk about. So I don't think that's really going to happen.
He serves his time 25 years down the road.
Yeah, I don't see this being like a 25, like, look, I don't know the law well enough. Illegal bookmaking is really going to be like, I don't know. I find it hard to believe the way we've gone as a society that this is going to be something where he's gone for 30 years because he was running an illegal. I don't buy it.
It's going to take him a while to write the book. He's a illegal bookie, for heaven's sakes. He's got to like lay low for a little bit.
Right, but then
until California legalizes gambling.
Okay, so that means... That means he's never going to get involved in this business again. Because once you talk about your clientele, you won't have any more clientele.
No, that's how he's going to make a ton of money on the book, and he'll retire comfortably.
I find that difficult to believe that book would pay more than the
bookmaking. Why are you taking me so seriously? For heaven's sake.
I want the answer, but we're not going to get one.
No, it was a joke. Okay. This is Marco. Right over the top. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We're almost back to college basketball. Coming up in mere hours, it's the Sweet 16. And I know there are a lot of people who are really excited about both the men's and women's. Though, if you've not seen, the men's ratings are better through the first 4 days of the NCAA tournament. The viewership hit record numbers for the men's tournament. And there were specific games for the women. The Caitlin Clark Iowa game against West Virginia that went down to the wire. And I was glued to it. I was sending mom updates. She was sick in bed. She couldn't get up to watch TV. And so I was sending her updates throughout that game. And it really was a nail biter. That game, a second round game for the women's tournament, drew nearly 5 million viewers. That is humongous. That's outdrawing almost every baseball game this season, in addition to the majority of NBA games. That's a huge number for women's college basketball. So it was a Monday night game, too. It averaged 4.9 million viewers on ESPN, most viewed women's tournament game ever, other than Final Four and championship games. And so you're talking about a game that, because of the draw and the high profile of Caitlin Clark, as well as Iowa this season, it's huge. Now, the Iowa game in the first round, which was the victory over Holy Cross, actually was on ABC, so network TV, and it had 3.25 million viewers. But that was on ABC. And so think about having a game on a Monday night on ESPN that surpasses that by a lot. Most watched NCAA tournament game, men's or women's, on cable this year. So that's the power and the draw of this incredible female athlete. And of course, she's going on to the WNBA, though maybe a stop in the Big Three. Did you hear this? Ice Cube, who is one of the architects of the Big Three basketball league. You may have seen it on TV. CBS has carried it in the past. I'm not sure where it is now. But apparently the Big Three offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to join its league. Now, we normally don't play audio from the Pat McAfee show, but we will this one time. Ice Cube explains the $5 million offer to Caitlin Clark.
You know, this is a special situation, a special player, you know, that's moving the needle, you know, in a lot of different areas, you know, ratings, attendance, ticket sales, this, that, and the other. So, you know, of course, our sponsors are very interested in a player like this. So, you know, this is our first, you know, look at, you know, a player and going after this aggressively, because we know it would move the needle in the league. And that's where we want to be.
Ice Cube did say on Twitter that they wanted this offer to remain private, that they weren't planning on making it public while she's in the midst of pursuing a championship with the Hawkeyes. But once it got out, and I don't know how it got out, but once it did, he said, yes, that is in fact the offer that we made to her. And so he goes on Pat McAfee and he kind of explains why. And can you imagine the corporate partners who are lining up? I mean, she's making millions in NIL money while she's still there. You've seen her on national ads. I don't know which insurance company, so don't yell at me. I think it's State Farm, but I'm not sure. Anyway, so she's still in the midst of the Sweet 16. They're in Albany this weekend. she's not been made available for comment. Lisa Bluder here on our show told us that they're pretty careful about the media availability. Even as popular as she is, they understand there's so many requests, and if they allowed her and the rest of the Hawkeyes to do all of them, they'd never get any basketball done. And at this point, winning two more games to get to the Final Four and then having another shot at the championship is their main focus. Not sure whether she could do both the big three as well as the WNBA. There could be something in the collective bargaining agreement with the WNBA. And right now, the W is not commenting at all. So this is kind of a nice idea. But beyond that, it should show you the power and the draw of Caitlin Clark. And again, most watched men's or women's tournament game on cable. That includes TNT, TBS, and True TV, as well as ESPN and all of the other networks that are carrying women's games. Most watched tournament game on cable so far this season. There's a lot of impressive schools that are playing, but this is the power of Caitlin Clark. And could it mean $5 million to her to play in the Big Three? Wowzers. We'll talk baseball next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.